Hey guys, awesome episode today. We got opening lines on dating apps, a coworker hookup, and a hookup that we found out there's another significant other. Check it out, enjoy, share with friends. And welcome to the J Train Podcast. This is J Train, Jared Freed, coming to you live from Harlem, New York City. We're every Tuesday and Friday with your emails, your stories, your questions. I say it every episode. Let me say it again. Thank you for listening. Thank you for telling a friend. Keep doing it. Keep spreading the word. I see you on Instagram, baby. I love it when you make it your Instagram story. Ooh, that feels good. It feels like we're out. It really is the greatest sensation of ball feathering when you, the listener, put it as your Instagram story and tag me. And I send that heart, baby. I heart the shit out of you when you put it as your Instagram story and tag me. It feels so good. It's like we're out in a field.
Feather those nuts.
Whoa, Shelby. That's what it feels like.
It's very, there's the true feeling inside of you.
That is Shelby coming with the drops, baby. What's, play that again.
Feather those nuts.
I feel like it's the new movie of the summer.
Was that a surprise
Feather
to you?
Those
yes.
Nuts.
Wow.
Coming to you this fall.
I love a big reveal.
Feather those nuts.
I like that it's so the opposite of the feeling of the feathering.
Yeah, it's like a hammer.
Yeah, I feel like I went to a construction site and got my balls punished.
Feather those nuts.
Love it. That's what we want you to do. We want you to
feather those nuts.
And make it your Instagram story right now and let people know you're listening. Because I do get messages from people being like, it worked. And I'm like, yeah, it fucking worked. Because they get a message from their friend. Hey, I saw that podcast you posted. People are looking for things. We know there's so much. You know what they're looking for? Good content. They don't just want the content. They want to know they're not wasting their time. So you guys are helping your friends by making your Instagram story and your tweeting and, you know, all that stuff. It feels great. And I was just in Dallas. We did a Live You Up podcast. Wow. We're going to start doing more of those. That was an amazing time. We had a sold out music hall, 400 people, just unreal. I'm coming to, I've been, Cleveland was a blast. Thank you guys for coming in Cleveland. What a fun show, meeting everyone there. And I'm coming to Miami. So this comes out Friday. If you're listening on a sunny Miami day on a Friday, I'm there tonight. The link is on my website, jaredfreed.com. Come on out, Miami. I got two shows, 8 and 10, 15. And then I'm going to be at the Zanies in Chicago Sunday through Tuesday. Zanies in Chicago Sunday through Tuesday. Those shows, I think there's like 5 tickets left for each show. So if you're listening now, get on jaredfreed.com. Go get those tickets. I'm very excited about today's guest. She's popped in for the feathering moment.
That's right.
Chelsea White, thank you for coming back.
Thanks, Jared, for having me.
It's so good to
this
see
is
you.
Such a treat. I can't believe. Oh, my God. Thank you. Wow. I didn't expect this many people to come out
I know.
For
well,
this recording.
It's a big apartment.
In your apartment.
It's have you.
What you guys, sit down.
I know, they go a little
sit
crazy.
Down. Oh, I'm
you
embarrassed.
Know, we give them a lot of coffee when they walk in.
I'm so honored to be here for like the feather.
The feather
drop
nation,
moment.
Baby.
Like a big, reveal with the sound effects. Yeah.
That's right. And there's still feather hats out there, people. I'll put out the link today.
We actually have a winner for the second round of the contest.
So we had Chelsea
what was
White
the contest?
At the Chelsea White on Instagram. Let's talk about the contest. We did a first
review. Subscribe.
How come that sounded like his high on cocaine cousin?
Rate, review, subscribe.
He starts out the same as the Feather Those Nuts guy, and then at the end he gets a little excited. I like that.
Who is
rate,
it?
Rate, review, subscribe. subscribe.
How'd you find your like sound
our,
effect drop
our
guy?
Voice guy?
Yeah.
We go way back.
Wow. Go ahead. Oh, Shelby?
Oh, my God. Oh,
classic Shelb nails another one.
What's funny about this is Shelby had to have someone do the voiceover to compliment him.
Right.
Classic Shelb nails another one.
You really did.
Were you in there directing him, Shelby? You were like, a little more gravitas. I want it to sound like you're a little more intimidated by me.
Feather those nuts.
So hold on. So we did a contest here because we want to get people commenting on. Yeah. We want them doing what? Rating, reviewing, and subscribing.
Rate, review, subscribe.
So we want people going on iTunes and rating, reviewing, subscribing, and to kind of drum up. Because people, you know, we want motivated people.
Yeah.
We wanted people to write their very own version of how they would feather my nuts.
Oh, perfect.
And the more
on the comments,
and you do a 5-star review with just your interpretation of feathering a nut.
Great.
And we did a first run of it, and whoever won, we sent hats to. We sent the hats out. We have winners. And now we did the winner of the first round, it was monumentally underwhelming, to say the least, right?
Really left people wanting more.
So then people were like, well, and then they saw that I paid up. I paid the hats. So
yeah, of course.
We're like, okay,
you're
we're going to try one more time. And we have a winner, right?
Oh, boy, do we have a winner.
Okay, so are you going to read it for us, Shelby?
I will.
So let's read it right now. Here is the winner of the Feather Your Nuts contest. I'm going to send them a hat. I'm going to put it on my schedule right now to send the hat, and we have their address and everything. You'll forward it to me?
They will DM
me. Oh, they have to DM me. So DM me. If this is you, DM me, then, and we'll get your address, and I'll send you out the hat. Shelby?
I'm so excited.
Hit it.
This is from Summertime in Jackson Hole, by Jackson Hole.
Okay. It's almost sexual already.
It is Summertime in Jackson Hole.
Oh, okay. So the name of it is Summertime in Jackson Hole by Jackson Hole.
Correct.
Jackson Hole would be a great porn name.
Marking that down in my mental calendar.
Yep.
You, Shelby, and me are fly fishing, discussing the fact that you need to tease the lips of the beehole before taking the finger during a BJ, like any good mentor-mentee relationship. I'm downriver for you, and I cast my line up river at you. The lure is the softest pheasant feather you can ever imagine.
This person has a very wide knowledge of the fishing game.
Yeah.
Okay.
And now to set a scene.
It grazes your sack as gently as the wind generated from a hummingbird's wing. I continue to cast and cast and cast. So the peasant feather slowly makes its way from your sack along the crack of your butt. We laugh, we cry. You splash water at me and Shelby till the sun sets across the mountains. Hashtag Feather Nation.
Wow.
So is Shelby just there watching? Shelby's a voyeur in this scenario?
Yeah, Shelby's there splashing.
I'm doing some self-feathering maybe.
Self-feathering, yeah.
You have talented, imaginative listeners.
A picture has been painted.
Yeah, they know how to set a scene.
And
they really.
So whoever Jackson Hole is, send me a DM so that I can get your hat. That is amazing.
And maybe
the crowd,
so we can hear
it.
More of what happened in the story. Maybe that can be in the DM too.
I mean, that was truly touching. It touched me right in my nuts.
Touching. It made me want to touch myself.
Yeah. I like that.
Feather. Nuts.
I really did enjoy that. That was great.
It's beautiful.
We came a long way from the guy going, love the show, winning, and now we have we're fly fishing in Jackson Hole.
You gotta motivate these people.
Well, also we had to teach. I took the blame. I took the hit. I said it was my fault for not explaining it better. But listen, keep doing the rating, reviewing, and subscribing, and also we're going to get that guy the hat, and I got more hats. There's like 15 left, and I'll put the link up today on my Instagram stories. So
you can switch out the Bass Pro Shops hat with the feather one.
That's right.
Oh.
So this is what it is. So That is Chelsea. It's so good to have you here. You look shocked.
Oh, what?
That, all the feathering that's been going on. Tell us
I'm
what you're
shocked at the sound effects. I'm so jealous of them.
Listen, this is a full on operation here.
I'll transition to what I think you were going to ask me, using the sound effects as a segue. And speaking of amazing content
yes.
that you want to share with your friends. So I have a podcast that's also about dating called Ghosted Stories.
Yes, yes, yes.
And originally when I started, my dream was to use sound effects the way that you guys do. So effortlessly and just so.
Well, it's some effects. And yeah,
I mean,
it's not effortlessly.
It elevates, so right? Like, I just feel like it adds that extra something. And so I pulled all these weird, spooky sort of sound effects
Ooh.
That are like zombies just going like, you know, whatever. And I did it in the first three episodes, but then my co-host said it gave her a bad ear feel.
A bad ear feel.
An ear feel.
An ear feel.
So I got rid of them. And this makes me, when I do a show like yours here.
What's a bad ear feel? I don't even know what that means.
I think it's like, I mean, I can relate to it in the way of, don't you have like maybe something that you like nails on a chalkboard?
Oh,
I mean, right? Like that's a bad ear feel.
Yeah.
I mean, that's many bad feels in one. And so I think she just didn't like, you know, hearing the sound effects would sort of startle her in her earphones.
And if you want to go check it out, go on Laughable app. That gets you to all the podcasts. And I had a great time. And I remember your co-host was great.
She's amazing.
Yeah.
But she has sensitive ears. And
sensitive,
who am I
that's a tough business to get into.
I know. She's putting herself... she's really taking one for the
team.
That's
one of those things where you're dating someone and you love them, and then they're like, "Well, I have to have the room at 90 degrees," and you're like,
well,
"What? This?
I guess we're just
get her like a thunder shirt or something
yeah.
like that.
Yeah, we need to get her something to help her. Well, maybe don't wear earphones. Maybe she should go earphoneless.
When we did that, there was like a lot of heavy breathing happening that we had to like edit and post. There's just a lot happening with her, and I love her. Shout out to Erin.
Erin. She's great. And I had a good time on that show. High maintenance podcaster.
She's not at all. She's lovely. I'm just giving her a hard time.
I don't know. It is like, but you do have these things where you have co-hosts or you start relationships with people and
yeah.
you start to find out the quirks.
Absolutely.
And you're like,
we're in too deep. I've done three episodes. We can't turn back now.
No. I've been in relationships where I'm like, you want the root? You have to have a clean towel every time. So I have to have 700 towels for you. Okay, I guess this is how I live now. But I'm excited to have you here. You have a show on Bravo Digital.
I do. It's very exciting.
This is very apt for the crowd. I feel like we have a good crowd to get into this. And it's on. It's called Adulting.
Yes.
And it's
very on the nose of your demo, right?
Well,
we're all trying to like figure out what the fuck is happening every day we wake up.
Figure out what's going on. But I also think. You know, people want light, fun things to watch.
Absolutely.
There's so many things out there, and I get a lot of good feedback from people that are like, you know, last week, everyone was like, so good to just listen to J Train and have it not matter and matter at the same time.
That's
like,
a little,
you know, with all the huge
talk
things going on in the world. So
sure.
Adulting on Bravo sounds like it's the right mix. You interview different people.
Yep. Every episode they're all up on bravotv.com/adulting. And every episode is me with a different Bravo celebrity.
Okay.
Learning some aspect of being an adult. And in some instances, it's an actual expert in their field. Like I talked to Ryan Serhant of Million Dollar Listing and he went over my actual lease and like told me where I fucked up and stuff, which is very interesting.
Well, this is good because I remember, you know, I'm a homeowner myself. And the one thing when this isn't your job.
Right.
You don't your job isn't to know how to rent an apartment or to know a lease.
100%.
We feel stupid going through life a lot of the time because we're just experiencing a new thing. And then someone always has to look at you and go, you didn't know that you needed.
How did you not know?
And that person didn't know fucking shit.
No, that person.
I remember when I was buying this place, I was like, you know, you're going through the process and they're like, you don't have the lawyer that does the little thing with the bathroom. And you're like, you didn't know that either.
Right.
Okay. You don't know shit. You're just repeating the thing
and when you
that
learn
someone
it,
made
you
feel
to tell
stupid
someone.
For.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Well, exactly. And that's
but that's what you learn is like we all, when you're a child, you think every adult knows everything.
You think that they just like are magically bestowed with knowledge.
No shit.
To osmosis. That's
probably
not the right
word. And then you get in the real world and
you
realize that everyone is a stupid fucking idiot in the things that they don't know.
No one knows what's
happening. When I sold life insurance, that is a form of finance. And then I'd meet with people at like big banks who are making big time money.
Right.
And you'd be like, well, do you know how your 401k works? And they'd be like, I don't know. And you're like, but you're the head of you're the head of money at Goldman Sachs.
How did you not know?
Yeah, and then I turn you don't know, but then you slowly realize as you get older that people know the thing they know, and then it's like absolutely. It's over for after that. I see it at shows. Totally. People don't even know how to interact with people because we're just so used to wake up, breakfast, coffee, work, person, secretary, hello secretary,
right.
My desk,
secretary.
And then leave, and then you leave, goodbye secretary, you go get dinner at the same place. So we're all so used to the same, very,
our little section of the world.
You deal with less variables as you get older because you contain yourself in these little cocoons of safety.
Completely.
And when I notice at shows, like when I say hi to people sometimes and they're like, it's not usually fans of this show. It's like if someone that just like came to the show out of nowhere.
They're just checking it out, like walked in off the street. Yeah.
It's usually like an older person who's just like wanted to be at a comedy show. And I'm appreciative. And they come up to me, they go, we love the show. And I go, thank you. And then they always say something weird because they're like, they're just not used to saying anything. This is like, they're way off the island of their life,
right.
You know? So I get annoyed. So but I think a show like this is important because it's a, like, I think there's a great way to learn is non-invasively. So you go watch the show.
Totally.
Someone's talking about, you know, here's where you fucked up on the lease. The people now at home that are 22 looking for apartments, looking to sign the new lease, 24, 25, 27, going into a new apartment, can look at you and go, well, I won't make that mistake.
And now you can be the asshole that goes to someone else. It's like,
you.
I can't believe. No, but exactly. The premise is just like, don't we all though hit that age in our 30s? Or
sure.
Maybe earlier if you're more self-aware and you look around and you're like, you say, how the hell did these people around me learn that? Like, how did you learn how to negotiate your lease? How did you learn? Even we do like social sort of things, like Dorinda Medley from Real Housewives of New York teaches me how to break up with a toxic friend because you got to start trimming the fat as you get older, you know?
Love it.
So
name some of the guests you've had on.
So we had Dorinda Medley taught me how to break up with toxic friends. Jax Taylor of Vanderpump Rules teaches me how to, such a sweetheart. Everyone was very lovely that did the show.
What did Jax teach you?
He taught me how to take care of a pet
how
like
to take
an adult.
Seven shots before an interview and then tell me you had a good batch of Adderall.
Well, it's someone like him where I mean, like, he is such, I mean, and was the loveliest person you could have ever met. But when we're booking the show, sometimes we would go out to people specifically like, if Ryan's available, that's great because negotiating a lease is an important thing. But then it's like Jax just pops up and he's like, oh, I'm available and interested. And now you have to retrofit. Well, what's he going to teach me?
What's he going to teach me?
And it's sort of like, what?
What is your thing? He came on you
up.
But
he's a great pet parent. He has two little doggies.
Oh, you're talking about being a parent to a pet.
And Brittany take care of. So, yes, it was how to, you know.
Pet parent.
It was mostly just.
That makes me want to end my life.
His hot takes were like, don't feed the cat's wine was mostly my takeaway.
Cat's wine?
Don't feed the cat's wine. That was my big
takeaway.
That was my big takeaway that I had to learn personally.
Okay, this is good.
You know?
I remember he came on you up and he was telling me that he didn't know how to tag things on Instagram.
Really?
And that, exactly. And we, I mean, you can go, yeah, you can go listen to this episode, but he's telling me that that Brittany, his girlfriend, fiance
right.
Now.
I mean, she's running the show.
Well, this is what he said. She has all my social media accounts, so I could never cheat.
Right.
Is really what his, and I was like, don't feed that to this listenership. We're not. That just feels like I've told that lie before. Oh, you've seen it all. Well, with my right hand, my left hand is off.
Exactly.
You know, fingering.
Sure.
So
sure.
Let's. So everyone, go check out Adulting. It's on Bravo Digital, BravoTV.com/Adulting. Chelsea White at the Chelsea White on Instagram. Go follow. Go support. Are you ready to do some emails?
I'm so ready.
JTrainPodcast@gmail.com. JTrainPodcast@gmail.com. Are we ready?
JTrainPodcast@gmail.com.
I love
this.
You got to start playing this so I don't have to say it anymore.
JTrainPodcast@gmail.com.
Man, whatever shall be paid that voiceover got. You had a long day in the studio.
Why don't you let me worry about my
finances? Okay. I'll let you know.
I want you guys to have the voiceover guy on the podcast.
He's been, he had a big day. Shelby kills it again.
Hit up that Patreon.
Yes, patreon.com/Jared Fried. If listen, I love Patreon because I have a relationship with these people that is big, that is greater than this listenership. And every Sunday, there's a new Coffee with J Train. We gave you a little taste of the Coffee with J Train a couple weeks, or last week, so you can go check out that bonus episode that we gave for free. But if for $3 a month, you get bonus podcasts every Sunday, I get to rant, and then $10 a month, I'll give you advice, you know, to any question you have.
You're spilling tea.
Spilling lots of tea every Sunday. What did I do this? Oh, I did it from this. These weeks keep dragging because I'm doing all this traveling. I did it from the car ride from Penn State to Cleveland. I'm doing it in the car. Yeah, this multitasking. Let's do it. JTrain podcast at gmail.com. Let's do this one. Woman on Bumble need to be more creative.
Okay.
Hey, J-Train, as always, love the show. Massive feather coming on to you, coming to you all the way from the undisclosed territory. That is Queens. My buddy and I always seem to have this problem on Bumble, and I thought it'd be a good question to run by you, Shelb, and your esteemed guest. A very frequent frustration he and I seem to run into is that the ladies on Bumble will usually open a conversation with just some simple hey or hey exclamation point. Though we get that it might be intimidating for girls to initiate conversation, the simple yet lazy opening always puts us both off as it doesn't really make them stand out from the crowd. We put some work into our bios and usually hope the opener will be about that, but hey, just seems like put zero effort into the opening message. My question is, how the hell are dudes supposed to respond to hey on Bumble? Can I just put up something in my bio, something about please don't open with just a hey? And is there a way to respond to the shift, to shift the conversation over fast from hey to how are you, good, you, shtick? So he wants to keep up the good work, looking forward to seeing you live in New York City again. Basically, he's like, I like this question because it is 360 degrees.
Sure.
He's saying, I'm annoyed at Hayes.
Yep.
Then he says, it seems like it's lazy. I'm putting work into my bio. They should put work into their hello. And then he says, well, if I get a hey, what do I say back?
I feel so passionately about this question.
Okay.
I have such...
good email alert.
Yes. This is a great email. I have so... I hope
you have 7,000 of these. I'm going to laugh every new one. If there is a new one every 5 seconds, I will pee my pants by the end of this episode. Shelby nailed it again. Hit the button.
Classic Shelb nails another one.
There we go.
The rest of the podcast should just be...
just all drops.
Only drops.
I'll just sit here...
only drops.
Waiting for drop after
J-Train,
drop.
J-Train, dishing out advice straight from...
what? You can't give up my address. what are you doing? You gotta cut that out. That's my address.
All right.
Bleep it.
Okay.
I want to keep that drop, but every time we do that drop, I want it bleeped.
That's incredible.
J-Train, dishing out advice straight from...
what? I'm gonna get murdered here. There's not seven people listening to this show. You gave the apartment? We gotta bleep that.
You should bleep just the apartment funny. So that you get people waiting outside, though, because that's exciting.
No, I don't want people waiting outside.
Classic
Shelb nails another one.
Another one.
What was the kid's name who wrote in? Or
we don't do names.
Okay, you don't do names.
But we
do
apartment
sir,
addresses and social security numbers.
Heaven forbid we name a name, but your social security, that will be at the end of the podcast. Okay, so I mean, we're all entitled to our opinion, right? But mine personally is that the point of dating apps should be get in, get out, meet in real fucking life. It should only be and it's opening the door to like, oh, hello, person. Should we go move to real life almost immediately to get acquainted? So for me, I don't think I don't think that the person writing in should feel obligated to do something cute back, or, you know, nor should he be bitter that he spent time to like make a cute bio and the girl just said hey. I think he can just say hey back, and then it's up to the girl to either be cute or to immediately say, I mean, my move when I was dating was always like, but there was more than two back and forth, it's already too much. Like, I don't need to banter with you. No, I don't need to banter with you. I don't need like a pen pal. I just immediately would always, my move is always to immediately I mean, and this is, I understand, girls, that this can be, you know, you might not feel comfortable with this. I totally get it. You don't have to give your number. I would just be like, I don't, you know, love texting back and forth on here. Here's my number. Hit me up and let's plan a date to get coffee. And I don't think there has to be so much pressure on the cuteness. I think it's like the girl saying, hey, especially on Bumble, to me, that's like unlocking the door. That's just being like, tap, tap.
Yep.
And you're in a bar, tap, tap, hey. And then the guy can turn around and say, oh, hey.
Yeah.
And now do the conversation. Well, why is there so much pressure here, to do a fucking, like, is there a mirror in your pants shit?
So I totally.
Sorry, I got really worked up about it.
No, but I there's parts I agree with and there's parts I disagree with. I totally agree with your bar analogy. We have to stop thinking that this meeting on Bumble or Hinge or J Swipe or whatever you're on or whatever you're doing is more important than a bar meeting.
Right.
So let's stop, because his thing is saying I should be getting more than a hey. That in my mind, he's saying that I, because if you were in a bar, you wouldn't expect more than a hey.
Correct.
You'd expect them to go, hey, what's up? And so let's not elevate these interactions above our bar interactions. So in response to that, so if someone writes you, hey, when you say, write hey back, I'm totally cool with that. Hey,
now,
hey, what's going
back
on?
In her car.
I write, hey, what's going on? It is up to you. We can't control the forces around us. We can only control ourselves. So one is your profile, have something to talk about.
Yeah, let's look at
he says his is good, and I'll trust that.
Sure.
But I'm saying to anyone else, if you keep getting hey's, don't go, oh, dating in 2018, these idiots don't even have a line on. Don't become that person.
Right.
Don't lash out at the world that you can't control.
Right.
Look at your profile. Do you have a picture?
Shine the mirror back on yourself.
This is it. So do you have a picture on your profile that's interesting, that's different? Is it just, can you tell who you are?
Yeah.
Is it you with friends? Are you wearing sunglasses in every picture?
Right.
Let's take a personal assessment.
Yeah.
Because if you're saying all I get are hey's, this is a two-way street.
Yeah.
You're part of the problem.
You're not
too.
Giving them an open. Perhaps you are, but perhaps you're not. Perhaps
is your
you're not
bio just, you know, I call it millennial Mad Libs. Are you just talking about pizza and brunch in your bio? Is it not personal? Is it not vulnerable? Vulnerability gets you out there. So that's so
such a good point.
I get where he's like, I think we need to stop blaming the world. Listen, it takes a lot to even just say hello.
Right.
So let's give credit for that. If someone writes you, hey, and then you write back, and then you can take interest in their profile. Hey, I love blankety blank too.
Yep.
Where do you go for blankety blank if their bio
takes
is this?
2 seconds. That's not you at home writing draft after draft.
Exactly.
Look at their profile. It takes 2 seconds. Ask them one thing.
My whole thing is that when I see a profile, and your first thought is the right thought. So it's like, so if your first thought is you see, like, if you see in the, like, the bio, I love going, you know, if they do the millennial Mad Libs thing where they go, I love brunch every Sunday, I'm an expert in brunch.
Sure.
Hey, where's your favorite place in New York City?
Easy.
That's easy.
Easy.
And you're talking about the thing that they want to talk about because it's in their bio. So I understand. He says, is there a way to respond to the conversation from, hey, how are you? He doesn't want to get into the same ping pong match that we get into on these dating apps.
How are you? Cool. Good,
how was your weekend? Say to yourself, look at the profile. What's the first thing that you think of?
Yep.
Is it you like their hair? You like what they're wearing? Hair wearing is kind of tough because you can go borderline creepy. But like the fact is you've already established that you are somewhat attracted. It's called Tinder.
You guys,
because it's a
match.
It was the original is called Tinder because it's just a little flicker.
Yeah.
You just had a little shake in your nuts. That was it. So I just think we have to become less judgy of the hellos we get and just be happy that we got the hello.
Yes,
and then you and the line, you don't have to be a fucking writer.
No.
I write every day. And I still write hey.
Yeah. Yeah.
I'm still going, hey.
The other point he brought up, I agree with you, Jared, that it just makes it easier on everybody if you want to sort of say like, okay, I got hit with a hey, but I'm going to take it one step farther and be like, oh, where do you like to go to brunch? But also, especially if you feel that way and you're entitled to the way you feel, if the hey annoys you,
Don't talk to them.
Don't talk to them. Yeah. Or just give them another hey back. Now it's in their court. Now if they do the what's up, okay, now fuck them. But if you ping the hey back, now and then hopefully if they're it a person changes. You want to talk to, then they do the brunch thing
but
to you.
Here's the thing.
The hey is just opening the door.
Hey is fine. I don't mind hey. But don't get mad that you got nothing back.
Correct.
You know, you can't. This Correct. Is my point is that, like, I disagree with you that, like, just go on the date quickly because I do think, like, I don't want to go on a date with someone that's, hey, how was your weekend? What are you doing? It's okay
that's
to not
true.
Connect. We meet more people than we've ever had to meet in the history of the world.
True.
We're meeting more people than people have ever met in their lives. So you're going to get turned down more. You're going to not work
totally.
Out more. These
totally.
Things aren't going to work out.
Right.
9 out of 10 aren't going to happen.
Totally.
And so.
And I agree with you. And I guess not to say to go out on a date with someone that was like, hey, what's up? Now let's go get coffee. But, you know, if there was some semblance of a meaningful, if I said like, oh, hey, I see you like brunch. Where do you like it? Oh, I like this place. If you had some kind of somewhat meaningful back and forth, I like to then take it offline. And also to just sidebar or related, I guess. My boyfriend now 2 years, we met on Bumble. I said, hey, and then he came back with, oh, I see you work at MTV in your profile. When are you guys bringing Next back? And then we had a little back and forth. Well, and now we've been together for 2 years.
There you go. Well, that also, that's exactly the crowd is touched. But that also is exactly what we're talking about.
Right.
You wrote, hey, which is like, his response could have been like, ugh, she couldn't even write me a sonnet. And it's like,
right.
yeah, fucking get
right.
over yourself.
Right. Yeah.
He wrote back, an interested take on your profile.
That was so easy. That probably took him 10 seconds.
Well, that was
to
the first thing
like,
he thought of.
Exactly.
The first thing he thought is, I like MTV because I like the show Next.
Yep.
Boom. Done. I'm going to say it. You can spew out diarrhea on dating apps.
Right.
Verbal diarrhea. Because
right.
someone's going to be into your diarrhea.
Right.
so,
right.
That's the title of today's episode. I do believe that we think so much of this because we're just afraid to get turned down.
Yeah.
For who we are.
Yeah.
You are what you is.
Right.
So you're going to get turned down by someone. Not everyone likes you. You're not hot to everybody. All in. And I think just, I say hard rights on this show a lot where I'm like, just take a right.
Right.
Take a right means dive in, be yourself.
Right.
JTrainPodcast@gmail.com. JTrainPodcast@gmail.com. Here with Chelsea White @TheChelseaWhite on Twitter and Instagram. We're sponsor people. Very excited. This is a longtime sponsor. Love Harry's. You know what I love about Harry's? The razors. I had an issue this week, okay?
Tell me about it.
Harry's razors are fantastic razors. They're just as good as anything you're going to find out there, except you know what? Delivered right to your door
wow.
at a fair price. And listen, and they're good. And all delivered to your door means more to me than anything. I woke up the other day. I get ready. I take a shower. I get out of the shower. I go to put my deodorant on. No deodorant.
What?
Okay, I'm out. I'm fresh out.
What a nightmare.
So now, if you've been... So this is going to be embarrassing, but... I'm like, oh, fuck. I'm not a big BO guy. Are you a BO person?
Meaning that I have a lot or that I like it?
Both. now I like it. I didn't even know. Yeah, let's hear about your BO.
I don't love the smell of BO. I've noticed in my old age, I'm going to turn 36 on Tuesday.
Happy birthday. I will
accept donations to my Venmo. I've noticed my BO increasing in the last couple of years as I've gotten older. Is that a thing?
Well, this is what I'm talking about. I think you've nailed it.
I would never get BO.
Never. I would put on deodorant once a month and then waltz around the city in the hot oven that is New York.
Right.
Totally fine. Never smell.
Same.
Recently, I've been smelling like shit.
What is happening with that?
It's
is it
crazy.
Because the world is collapsing around us and then we're biologically collapsing also? Or is it just because we're
We are deteriorating. Yeah, we are leaves that are browning on the tree, as one would say. So, but I went to put on deodorant the other day. It runs out and I'm traveling a lot. I don't have time to go
you
to the deodorant
stuff to
store.
To come to you.
So this is what I'm talking about. So I had to go on Amazon and have, you know, and order, you know, a 12 pack of deodorant.
What?
But then I had like 4 days where I'm taking pictures with people after the Cleveland show. I smelled like shit. After Dallas, I was like smelling myself. And I'm like, do I smell? And like, you know, Jordana, the co-host of the show, she was like, no. And I'm like, oh, everyone smells me. I can tell.
Sometimes that happened to me and I wish I had ordered razors.
This is what I'm talking about.
Thank you, Shelby.
Shelby brings us back to my point, which is Harry's razors. It's always there for you. You get signed up. You make sure they keep coming. You get on the schedule with the mailman. Now the mailman works for you.
Yep.
And I love, and they're great razors. Harry stands by the quality of their blades, but they know that switching razors isn't an easy decision. You know what makes this decision easier? Is the morning you wake up and there's no fucking razors in your place. So let Harry's deliver them. So they created a trial offer that I'm going to mail them to you now. So you go to harrys.com/JTrain. 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 Deliver a close, comfortable shave at a fair price. They were fed up with paying. They're overpaying for razors because you're paying the rent on CVS. Pay the mailman. He costs less than CVS. By selling directly to you over the internet, Harry's can offer their blades at a price much lower than the leading brand, just $2 per blade, or instead of compared to $4 or more. Quality guarantee. If you don't love your shave, let Harry's know within 30 days. They'll give you a full refund. So you can get a $13 value trial set that comes with everything you need for a close, comfortable shave. Here's what you get. Weighted ergonomic handle. 5-blade razor with a lubricating strip and trimmer blade, rich lathering shave gel, travel blade cover. Okay, listen, I love Harry's. I love their product. I love how we're living in a new world
where we live in the future.
I was without deodorant and I go, I can't believe it's the 1950s again.
Smelling like ass.
Smelling like fucking douche. So listen. Harrys.com/JTrain. Listeners of the show can redeem their trial set at Harrys.com/JTrain. Make sure you go to Harrys.com/JTrain. And listen, you're helping the show when you help Harry's. So Harrys.com/JTrain. Get those razors. Clean it up. Hooked up with a coworker. Help.
Oh.
2 weeks ago, I ran into a coworker at the bars and ended up going home with him. We hooked up and I stayed the night. At work the next couple of days, he would make excuses to come talk to me and would text me to ask me to swing by and say hello. Oh, he would make cocky comments like, took the day off yesterday, wasn't trying to avoid you, and shit like that, which is a little bothersome. He hasn't asked me to hang out really text me at all until last weekend. He texted me Saturday night saying, you out.
Oh, God.
And now that you're about to say the answer is always in the emails, he's just trying to get blown, et cetera, but I have a problem with playing hard to get to a fault. I think I do it to the extent where guys probably think I'm not even interested. I don't text back all that often on purpose and try to act uninterested. But today we were talking about another coworker and he said I should take some dating pointers from him. I'm pretty shy. Jared, what is he thinking? Should I make a move? I listen to your podcast so much and I just always automatically assume guys were only trying to fuck. Please help. Thanks for your advice. It's always appreciated. What do you think about
this? So she's interested in him then.
See, she listens to the show, but and
it seems like she segued. Like at first, I thought that she was not interested, and it was a one-time thing. But now it sounds like she's interested.
Well, she writes, he'd come talk to me and swing by and say hello. He would make cocky comments like, "Took the day off yesterday, wasn't trying to avoid you."
So maybe
that line right there, I'm like, does she even like this guy?
Well, I can understand. Well, that's the part that made me feel like, oh, you should be so bold to think that I would think you took the day off to avoid me, you know?
Yeah, like that I cared so much about this hookup.
Right.
But then she writes, he texts me Saturday night saying, you out. I know that you're about to say the answers in the emails. He's just trying to get blown, et cetera, et cetera. I'm not saying that yet, but I have a problem with playing hard to get to a fault. I think I do it to the extent where guys probably think I'm not even interested. I don't text back all that often. And then she writes, on purpose, and try to act uninterested. But today we're talking to another coworker. He said I should take some dating pointers from him. I'm pretty shy. See, it feels like she gets annoyed at anything he says.
Yeah.
Because he went with the cocky version of himself.
Right. He was sort of like, well, maybe it's not quite nagging her. But yeah, he's looking for any excuse to engage with her. So to me, it seems like he's clearly interested, which made me think that she was not. But maybe she's just frustrated that he is doing these like little breadcrumbs to talk to her without making the move to be like, when can you go out again? And just doing you out. That could be why she's annoyed. And I would understand that.
Well, there's two things going on, I think. I understand what you're saying. It's annoying because he's not going to ask her out.
No, if he has not already, I agree.
And then he wrote that you out.
Yep.
You out text is the younger brother to the you up text.
Right. He's already you put out. Her in the you out, you up zone.
You out is a sober version of you up. Yeah. It's hey, I would like to see you at some point. But it doesn't mean that...
But not in a pre-planned way where we both decided what we were wearing. Just like if we both happened to be out.
You out is him going, I'll fuck you, but I won't be...
I'm not going to make plans
with you. I'll be
with you
post four drinks,
right.
Pre-seven drinks.
Right.
You know?
We're not going to make...
Never pre-four.
At a formal occasion.
Yeah, right. This ain't going to be formal. And I do think what he's doing, and it's protective.
Yeah.
They work together.
Yeah.
So he's making sure that she's cool with
layer.
What went down. Mm-hmm. And that's why he's still keeping in touch on the weekend, where it's less about hooking up on the weekend. It's more about him going, I think he's nervous that she's upset about the situation that went on.
That was my gut feeling about all of it. And I feel badly if this is not what she wanted to hear. And listen, at the end of the day, we only have your email. Only you know, like, the complete nuances of everything. But I think that he is trying to keep things smooth at work so he's not painted as a bad guy.
Yes. And guys...
But that he's happy with it just being a one-time thing or maybe something that happens from time to time, but never going farther than this is my coworker who I can hook up with.
Yeah. I think he wants this to be smooth.
Yeah.
And that's why he made the effort to come see you. That's why he said the text where he's like, not trying to avoid you.
Yeah.
He's treating... And this is like a very... this is a bad thing guys do.
Yeah.
Even though I... been there, done that, and I've been scared and been like, am I gonna have did I fuck up? Is this person gonna hate
me? I have to have a professional relationship with this person.
Yeah.
Or like
and then you send these like really kind of like annoying texts where it's like, you ever had someone just like come to you a bunch and go, are you okay? Are you okay?
Uh-huh.
Are you okay? And you're like, shut the fuck up, I'm fine.
Right.
The more you ask if I'm okay,
the more I'm
not okay.
Exactly.
Yeah. So I think that's kind of what he's doing, where he's like, what you said is exactly true. I'll hook up again just to make sure I'm not just that one-time hookup guy.
Yep.
But he's not going to be more than that.
No. And I think he's more, and like you said, like just trying to test the waters to make sure that, like, hold on, I'm supposed to be at work right now and I just got a text from a coworker. Not someone I hooked up with, but should
what,
we?
I think what he's really trying to do is he's trying to, you know, he's in a boat and he's trying to push off the dock. Very slightly, without, doesn't want a lot of waves in the water.
Doesn't want to get you wet.
And listen, he'll get you wet one last time. Yeah, and then he'll get out of there. This is him. So, because all of these moves that he's pulling are not to annoy you. And they're annoying you because he's really just being like, are you okay? Are you okay? Are you okay? And it sucks.
What's your stance? I'm sure you've talked about this a million times. What's your hooking up with coworkers stance?
I don't think you should do it.
Ever?
I don't think it's ever worth it. I think... I like that it happened naturally with them. Like, I like that they, like, we're at a bar. Hey, we hooked up.
Yeah.
Like, that, I have no issue with that.
Sure.
But I don't know. You have to be realistic of where it can go. And I just think men, just from emails I've gotten and just, you know, from my own thing, it feels like men get like this guy, where they're like, if I don't, because, you know, and this isn't fair, but I think this is somewhat real, is that men connect their career to whether they're worth it or not.
Sure.
And I think women do that more and more now, but it's less than, it's a kind of in a different way. Like, and that's not fair, but it's just, I think guys will say, like, I can't, like what he's doing, he's like, I can't fuck up my job.
Yeah, it's way more a part of their ego, maybe.
Absolutely.
Yeah,
like, also, like, you know, girls will fuck a dude who's successful.
Right.
So it's like you know,
the
so
guys feel the pressure to, like,
for him, he's never going to put the prospect of them being the relationship that makes it out of this work, you know, over the prospect of him being
successful. Never going to jeopardize. Yes, I completely agree with that. And I think, guys are more apt to get in their head about fucking up something with a coworker than a woman would, for whatever reason.
Yeah.
It just seems to be the
and
case.
You know, for whatever reason, it's for years and years of socialization.
Right.
You know, where, you know, it's like, you know, we're not beyond what's made us here today.
Right.
You know, so and I get that. But I think her confusion and her annoyance is like fair.
Right.
But it's also, let's not get twisted here. Let's not forget that he texted you out.
Right.
Not, hey, this weekend I'd love to get a drink
to, like,
and
you know,
get
you
together. JTrainPodcast@gmail.com. JTrainPodcast@gmail.com. Chelsea White at the Chelsea White. BravoTV.com/adulting. Go check it out. She's had Give me some of the guests. You've had a lot of good guests.
Jax Taylor, Drinda Medley, Ryan Serhant, Margaret Josephs of The Real Housewives of New Jersey.
And they're all up there for you to binge right now.
Yes.
Let's do, we got time for an email and then some news.
One more email.
Let's do one more. I love this one. A guy who has a girlfriend is still messaging me. Oh. J-Train. Love the podcast. I'm thankful for the advice you've given me. Honestly, it has helped my late 20s dating life a lot. A few months ago, I went out with a guy I met on Tinder and made a really strong connection on the first date. It turns out he wasn't living in my city, but he was just visiting for a few days.
Okay.
We hung out while he was in town because before we met, I interviewed in his city and was planning on moving there for a new job. We had the strongest connection I've had with someone right off the bat and had the best sex of my life. While I was planning the move, we continued to talk every day, all day, every day, would FaceTime, etc. One night about 3 weeks in, he told me he had a girlfriend and that when we met, they were on a break.
Okay.
Do we believe that?
I don't believe it.
Not me neither. It was devastating. I cut things off because obviously I couldn't be with a guy who had a girlfriend. I moved to a city 3 weeks later and hadn't talked to him since. But of course he messaged me and I just fell back into the great sex and the connection.
Oh my gosh.
Fell back into the great sex and the connection. That's like...
That is
kind of hot. After a week or so of seeing each other every day, I couldn't do it anymore. It was clear he wasn't going to end it with his girlfriend, so I ended it on my own. It's been 2 months and I haven't reached out, don't follow him on social media, nothing. Naturally, just as I've settled into work and whatnot, he reaches out. He says, good morning. I know you probably won't respond, but it's been a while. How are you? Ugh. What the fuck? Obviously, he still has the girlfriend. If not, he would have said, but why me? Why now? I could have easily fallen in love with this guy and starting to feel like I was. It broke me to end things with him. So what the fuck? Why not leave me alone?
Yeah.
This is an amazing email. Thank you for sending it in.
It is.
What do you think?
Well, have
you
ever good email alert.
Yeah, that's a good email
that
alert right
definitely.
There.
Definitely. And I mean, it's none of the answers that anyone wants to hear. It's, sorry that you fell in love with this guy. He's a dick who's cheating on his girlfriend, and he also had a good sex and a connection with you. So, of course, that's why he's hitting you up. But, it feels like it's not cut and dry when you're in it, and I get that, but it's so cut and dry. Like, just block, delete, goodbye. Like, live your life.
I know. It's so tough. I mean, I feel for her because I don't know what you say to someone. Like, you know what I mean? Like,
yeah,
what you said is so right, where it's like, you're
in it.
You
want
it
to be deeper than that, or some like, oh, but we had this connection. And maybe you do, but everything I'm going to say is going to be so trite, but it's just the truth. It's like, I suppose there might be those 0.01% of people that it started out sort of like cheating and it became something great. It's not to say it doesn't happen, but like, why fuck with it? This guy, even if something happens, he's like, I broke up with my girlfriend. How many girls is he messaging when you're having, who's the next girl he's going to meet? That
you
he
also
feels
met
like
on
he
Tinder
great...
while he was in a different city.
Yeah.
So it's
fuck
like
that.
He's downloading an app when he'll go to a different city for work. He'll download an app.
Leave his girlfriend home.
Leave his girlfriend
while
his
he's
home.
Texting his girlfriend. I love you, baby. I'm having so much fun.
And which honestly means,
just
and
think
I
about that.
I want to make her feel better by telling her something about this guy. He's not fully there for you or the girlfriend.
No, he's just a bad person.
Well,
listen, you don't have to. You can be Switzerland, Jared. I'm here to be.
I'm not saying
I'm here to be judgy about this guy.
I'm judgy about him, but I'm saying he hasn't fully given himself to either of these girls.
100%.
So I'm saying the guy you've met is not a real dude.
Right.
He's not. He's keeping apart from you half of his life. So I'm trying to tell her, the emailer, that you don't feel bad about missing out on a good hand.
Yeah.
This is a bad hand.
This is a bad hand.
That you don't even, that will never win.
And it's so hard because the feelings you have for him are obviously real. And just because he is not like in a good place or doing the right things doesn't mean that what you feel is less real, and it doesn't make admitting that like he's probably not the person less painful for you in this moment, but like you have to just believe, I'm just being like a greeting card now. You have to believe that, I mean, there's going to be the guy that's going to give you 150%.
She writes, why me, why now? It's not even about you. It's that you're not his girlfriend.
Right.
It's just why you. You're someone who has answered. You're someone who has shopped at his store.
Yeah.
So he's like, I'll go back to the repeat customer.
He's just making sure, being like, hey, we're having a sale.
Yeah.
Just wanted to make sure if you're interested.
And why now? He's bored.
Exactly.
He's with this girl who he's not connecting with. And it's not even his girlfriend's fault. He's only half there for his girlfriend.
Oh, yeah.
So he's not diving
dick.
Into that. So he's selfish. So if I'm her, I would respond to the text.
Really? You wouldn't just delete block? Would you tell?
Because
tell him
every time
off.
He texts, he makes her feel bad about herself.
Sure.
So she writes, what the fuck? Obviously, he has a girlfriend. You could block. I would, but I think the one thing he has to know is stay the fuck away. You hurt me every time you get in touch.
I don't know. See, I might disagree with that because I think that's throwing, don't put, even like, you know, thin line between love and hate, like giving him any, you're still giving him something to work with. You're still giving him emotion. Don't give him emotion. Don't think enough of him. Don't flatter him enough to give him emotion. And that's to say, I think, of course, you should tell people and let yourself be vulnerable and let people know when they've hurt you. But in this instance, I just think it's at a place he's not worth it. If soon as you give him emotion, he's going to say, aha, there's emotion there. I still have her on the hook. She's emotionally invested enough to be upset. So I can manipulate her. Don't open that door to be manipulated by him.
You've changed my mind because I know that when I block someone on Instagram or Twitter, like if someone writes shitty things to me on Twitter or Instagram, what I've started doing is I just block right away.
Sure.
And the minute they're gone from the timeline, I actually feel better.
Yeah.
So kind of get them off your timeline.
Get them off your timeline.
You can block a number on your phone.
Don't. There's nothing in it for anyone. There's no reason. There's a reason to tell someone you care about that you want in your life that they have hurt you. I think there's very obviously something valuable there. But this guy, you don't want him. I know you feel a connection to him, but you're going to be a better off at the end not having him in your life. So don't worry. Don't show your hand. Don't let him know there's something there to manipulate.
I'm with you. Yeah. So I think the only move is to block. I'm just letting you know to understand this guy. Like he's not who you think.
No.
You're not missing out on anything. This isn't the guy who is going to whisk you away to have a happy life.
No, and it's the
with.
Classic. Like we've all been that person in some capacity where it's so hard to see when you're in it and you feel that way, and when there's no other prospect, when there's no other guy you can turn to be like, well, I'm going to distract myself. You meet the guy of your dreams the next day. It's so hard to push away the guy that's feeding your emotional needs.
And it's distracting. You don't end up meeting that next guy.
Yeah, it's so hard until the next guy comes along, and it's hard to wait in that moment until the next guy comes along. But just don't. You're at this point, you engaging, you're kind of doing it to yourself.
Yeah.
You got to be strong enough to not engage.
JTrainPodcast@gmail.com. Chelsea White, thank you for answering the emails.
Hey, thank you.
At the Chelsea White on Twitter and Instagram. Shelby, let's do some news.
You were just at Penn State.
I was at Penn State. We taped a new episode of How Low Will You Go? Go on Snapchat. Watch How Low Will You Go? Subscribe to How Low Will You Go? It really helps me out. The more people watching that show, the more.
I'm going to subscribe right now.
Please do.
Keep
Discover
going.
Page. How Low Will You
right
Go?
Now.
Every Tuesday. The Penn State episode's great, funny, came out super fun. What do we got going on?
Well, we have some troubling news from Penn State.
Oh, no.
Oh, God.
Not regarding your wonderful program.
Yeah. We've had troubling news in the past. I'm hoping.
Oh, not.
It's
oh,
not a repeat. It,
less troubling okay. than that.
Mildly troubling.
Well, they, student named Parker Shom is in a bit of trouble.
Show me? What do you do?
Now, this story's kind of got my goat. Not for its main trouble, but there's a lot of details that I feel like the writer kind of skimmed over that are
okay.
very weird.
Okay,
me.
So what's the story?
A South Korean exchange student a couple years ago was coming to Penn State. He was doing his studies, doing his thing, when he had to go back to South Korea for 3 years of military service.
Really?
Oh boy.
3 years. Came back to Penn State after he did his thing and noticed he had $15,000 in charges on his debit card just racked up. Over
here
this
at Penn
time.
State?
Yeah.
Okay.
And he's saying, well, that's very odd. Can I get the cops in on this? That's such a large amount of money. And they tracked the $15,000 to his roommate at Penn State.
Oh, wow.
Spending it on porn sites.
So basically, this guy used his information to go and set, you know, spend. So he basically, he gets this South Korean roommate. He's like, well, he's going for 3.5 years. I'm going to use his debit card and buy a bunch of porn
on it. Oh, my God.
For $15,000. I mean, how into porn could you be?
Really doesn't make sense to me.
Do you think maybe he signed up for the accounts and then he never turned off the auto?
Oh, yeah. It was just
auto
like,
pay. So he was just signed up for like 10 different websites and then 3.5 years, like 10 times 12 months
but
times three different websites.
But then how many would he have to subscribe to for that? Because, yeah, it can't be more than 10 or 20 bucks a month, right?
Really? I only need a 2-minute free preview.
Right.
That's my first issue with this story.
Yeah.
He's a college age student who doesn't understand the concept of free porn. I mean, this is like $15,000.
Is that a problem?
Well, here, I could see how it happened. If this, it's like a drugs thing.
I feel like a fucking 14-year-old, you'd say like a genre of porn, he could pull it up on his phone in 10 seconds. Why is this?
Listen, it's tough to judge an addiction. You know, and
sure.
It starts
True.
In a certain
sure.
place. So
you make a good point.
Yeah, sure. So like he's getting, you know, this guy started with, I'll do the $10 membership on my South Korean friend's whatever. And then he's like, oh, this is, I can't believe how much better this is than the free version of
right.
porn. And then he was like, well, let me get another one on South Korean former roommate's membership. And then he's like, whoa, now he's in.
Now he's in, yeah.
And now he's signed up and he's got all the free money in the world. It's, you know, it's kind of like with, you know, you see with people with cocaine.
Right.
It starts with, come to a line with me.
Sure. And now he's just, and it feels, and it's exciting because it's not his money. It's
yeah.
like that adds to the excitement.
When it's not your money, this is, you know, that's why you have a lot of people with like rich parents who, you know, get into addiction because it's just, there's no one there to stop him. He's
yeah.
got the, you know, he's got,
it's like
you know,
an added level of
Kim Jong-un's,
danger.
You know, credit card.
You're probably, well, that's North Korea.
Oh, sorry.
But I bet you're wondering, how did he get this credit card number?
Yeah, how did he
how
do
did
it?
He do? He memorized it, and this is the second part of the story. After the roommate had ordered wings over the phone so many times.
Oh,
what?
Man.
Now, this is my thing. He's from South Korea. This is like the country that basically invented apps. Why is he ordering food over the phone?
Well, this was 3.5 years ago.
I was using Grubhub 3 years ago.
3 years ago?
Things weren't the same back then, Shelb.
Things move quickly. I do understand. Well, this should scare anyone that moves in with a random roommate.
Well, that exactly. And the things you don't think about, especially you forget that this person you're living with, you're in this intimate situation where you're like watching each other change, but you forget that they're a fucking stranger.
Yeah, they're a stranger. And
you
also,
don't know anything about them.
You know what's funny about this is that like we're also worried about how we look to other people. That yeah. like this guy from South Korea is probably like, there is a moment where you read your credit card out loud and you
yes.
go, man, should
yes,
I do
should
it?
I
then
do
you're,
it?
But
yes,
then
you're
like,
so right.
I know these people.
This is fine. No one would do that.
Yeah, I don't want to be that guy who's like the conspiracy theorist who thinks everyone's stealing from me. Uh-huh. So he's like, it's my roommate. I read it out. So then you get to a point where you're like, you're so worried about what this random Joe loser is going to think, you know, Joe porn, that you're like, well, I'll read it out loud. I'm not going to be
that guy.
You're
so right, because I am that person. I'm very cavalier about like saying personal information on the phone at work. It's just like, no, I'm like, these people are fine. Yeah.
And you don't want to be that person. Yeah. You don't want to be the person that's like sitting at their desk with all their
seven,
trinkets around them.
Five, excuse me, hold on, seven, exactly.
You see someone that you know at work and you're like, oh, hold on, I'll say it in a second.
Right.
Do you have any more news?
We do.
Let's hear it.
Jared, you a fan of gender reveals?
I love a gender reveal.
Chelsea, gender reveals?
I am not the biggest fan, but I also think I know what the story is and I'm excited.
But
to
I
talk
love
about
watching
it.
Them. I don't want to go to one.
I don't really want any part of it, but I'm happy for people that if that's important to you, then good for you. You know, you probably don't celebrate your cat's birthday, and that's fine for you, and it's fine for me.
You celebrate a cat's birthday, and some people have kids.
Everyone
and
has their thing.
Gender. I love a gender reveal because I love watching it on YouTube or Instagram. I do like. I like the different ways they do it. But if I was ever invited to one, I would tell these people to go fuck themselves to their face. I'm
Absolutely.
Not taking my Sunday to watch this dude golf ball that. You know, explodes into pink.
I'll probably come to anything if there are
Did
drinks
you just
being
say
served.
Explodes?
But I agree with you.
I did say explodes. So what's the deal?
Oh, I can't wait for this.
Well, a gentleman, a border patrol agent specifically, he had a little gender reveal set up using Tannerite, an explosive subject designed to detonate when shot by a high-velocity firearm.
Okay.
This is so bad.
So we're getting some toxic masculinity here.
I got it. This is a toxic of some sort. It is interesting that once we have these nice things that women create, and they're like, here you go, men.
Yeah,
and then it's like, oh, I got to get some TNT into this shit.
I'll plan the gender reveal.
Yeah, it's like
something can explode at it.
But you do see the ones online that are more male driven. Like you've seen there's a football one I think I saw where the ball, like he goes to catch the ball. You see, you know, there's one with Gordon Hayward that's pretty famous where Gordon has two girls. He's the basketball player for the Celtics. He already has two girls and then they have the box open and you can see how he's like, you can tell he wants a boy and then it just comes out pink balloons and he's like he's just like a miserable dude. Like that's fun to watch, but so what happened? So this guy was like, I'll take care of the gender reveal party, and then goes and buys a bunch of explosives.
He probably got him from the stockroom at work or something, but he blew up in Tucson, Arizona, a bit of a dry climate, and caused a 47,000 acre wildfire.
47,000, did you
Hard
say?
To hear you read it.
47,000 acres. And
this is
over 800 firefighters battled this fire in the week of April 2017, costing, you've lost it, over 47,000 acres. It, $8.2 million in damages.
So how does this guy pay for it? Does he pay? I mean, there goes the kid's college tuition.
This will cost Dennis Dickey $220,000.
That's it?
In restitution. Well, to his credit, after he caused the fire, he noticed things were getting out of hand. He immediately did call and be like, hey, look, gentlemen, I fucked
he
up
He was
here.
Really, really, really sorry.
Of course,
so,
he also is in law enforcement. Yeah.
Can you believe, I saw that story the other day and I was like, it was making me feel sick to my stomach even just imagining someone living with the guilt of that. Can you imagine?
I'd feel bad.
Did anyone die? I don't think it's said. I guess not. If
but
it didn't
also
say,
like,
he'd probably be arrested.
The wife, I like that the wife gets no blame even though she was like, we have to have
Honey,
a gender
Dennis,
reveal.
Dennis,
we're
Dennis,
doing it.
Dennis.
We're doing a gender reveal. And he's like, but I'm going to do it my way. Okay, fine. And then now, so they're accomplices to me.
Yeah, for
more
sure,
than anything.
For sure. Oh, God. Just
And I just comb through this story with a fine tooth comb.
Of course.
I cannot find what the gender of this baby was.
The most important detail
All
of the
this
story, yeah.
Trouble for nothing.
Yeah. The gender is fully fucked up. But, Shelby, thank you for bringing the news.
Thanks for having me.
That's the news with Shelby. At Classic Shelb on Twitter and Instagram and Snapchat.
Follow Classic Shelb on Instagram. Just do it. It's free.
You
don't have to be difficult about this.
At Classic Shelb. There we go.
I need to hire Shelby to produce and then hire the voiceover guy to produce drops just for my life.
I mean,
I was walking around with little speakers that I could just like...
You also need to not be around your co-host with soft ears.
Yeah, I know.
Good doctor-esque co-host.
Yeah. So, good doctor-esque. Chelsea White, thank you for coming on.
Thank you, Jared, so much for having me, Shelby. Everybody, thank you, listeners. I hope I didn't make anyone sad.
You were great. Maybe at the Chelsea White on Twitter and Instagram. Go follow, go support. Bravo.
Podcast successfully recorded.
We did it. I'm Jared Freed. We're here every Tuesday and Friday with your emails, your stories, your questions. Keep sending them in. JTrainPodcast@gmail.com. We'll be back next episode. Boom.